here's a story from The World.
With all the COVID travel restrictions, the best advice is not to vacation far from home this summer. So The World's Sarah Birnbaum is taking us on a virtual vacation to Florence, Italy, where a centuries-old architectural curiosity is finding a new life.
Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking down a cobblestone street. You pass archways, medieval houses, and Renaissance palaces. And then you notice something odd. These funny little doors carved into the palace walls.
And they are just big enough to fit a Chianti bottle through.
These are the wine windows, or Buchette di Vino, of northern Italy, says Mary Forrest. And Mary, who doesn't sound much like a Florentine, I know, but who's lived there half her life, Mary is one of the founders of the Wine Windows Association of Florence. Wine windows date back to the 1500s when the Medicis, who ruled Florence, decreed that wealthy families could sell wine directly from their opulent city homes.
Now, they didn't want to open up the front door and have, you know, people coming in and milling around.
Of course not. You wouldn't want the riffraff scuffing your floors.
So somebody thought up the clever idea of having a small aperture next to the front door, oftentimes.
To pass the bottles right through without making contact. Over the years, the wine windows got boarded up or were forgotten until now. When COVID-19 hit and Italians started to social distance, some restaurant owners who are in buildings with wine windows started using them again.
And so one of the famous ice cream shops started selling boxes of ice cream through their wine window. And
other places started serving coffee and cocktails and, yes, wine. Architecture has always responded to disease outbreaks, says architectural writer Sam LaBelle.
Anything from, you know, the opening up of cities with larger plazas and kind of less clustered and chaotic spaces, which is, you know, kind of on the heels of the bubonic plague.
To things like antibacterial brass doorknobs or door thresholds to stop disease spreading rats.
Yeah, this has been going on for centuries, you know, ever since we've had pandemics, we've been having these kinds of responses.
But with wine windows, it's the opposite. A pandemic forcing us to use old architecture in new ways. And I hope we can see it sometime soon in person. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.